Now here we are. Let us pray. And for those who are watching and those who just came in, we ask you to bear with us as we have a little bit of issue with our mics, but it will be fixed. It's just whistling a little bit, but the Holy Spirit is with us. Amen? Yeah. Amen. As we forge through, nothing will stop us. Amen. Right? Satan and his cohorts are planning to disrupt our service, but I put Satan on notice. This church belongs to Jesus Christ. We belong to Jesus Christ, and nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I declare to Satan and his cohorts, we will worship God today here in this place. Amen? So we've got the Spirit going. My sermon title is Worship While Waiting. Worship while waiting. And how appropriate it would be, because while we're waiting for this all to be fixed, we will still worship God. How prophetic it was. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we just thank you this morning for life, that you woke us up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that he completed the job and that we are reminded that he is in heaven with you and that he sits on the right hand of God the Father. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God. And we thank you for our church and this wonderful sanctuary you've given us. And we know you will show us how to straighten it all out, because by your Holy Spirit, you're here with us. We bless your holy name. Speak now, Lord God, for we're listening. Speak, God, speak. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength, and you are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. And as I said yesterday, not only do I sound a little funny, but as I said yesterday, I had a wedding. I had my head mic on. I didn't test this. And Doc, I went through the entire thing down here with my head mic. Nothing happened, because Doc knows I would have called him. It was fine, right? Right, Angel? It was wonderful. And so we're going to whip Satan. Hallelujah. We're worshiping God. So let me begin with a brief reflection. And it's titled, The World Can't Steal the Ascension. Today's Ascension Sunday, which I'll explain to you a bit afterwards. Ascension Day is the perfect church holiday because the world can't steal it. The culture around us has quite ruined Christmas and Easter. Of course, the world owned Christmas as its festival for the restoration of the sun before the early Christians used it to disguise their celebration of Christ's birth. But the world has now stolen it for its consumeristic purposes and has seized Easter for the same idolatry. You know, they have taken over Easter too, right? Sometimes the bunnies get bigger press than Jesus. In my teen years, the writer says, I played clarinet in the high school band for the town Christmas parade, at which Santa Claus was flown in by helicopter. Later, I heard they flew the bunny in for Easter. But the world hasn't got the foggiest notion what to do with something flying out. Did you get it? Something flying out. Because ascension means what? Jesus is flying out, leaving. Ascension, right? Jesus is leaving. Idea of him going. Amen? And so they don't know what to do about that. And so one writer says, the ascension is of what? Uttermost importance. It is very important to us and for us. He says, ascension, what if it didn't happen? So suppose Jesus hadn't gone away. Suppose he were here on earth now. Suppose he were still in the Holy Land, Jerusalem. Every ship that started for the east would be crowded with Christian pilgrimage, wouldn't we? We'd be going to see Jesus. Every train flying through Europe would be thronged with people going to see Jesus. What a big business, the shipping business and the airline business. Suppose you were in one of those ships, and the port when you arrive after the long voyage is blocked with vessels of every flag. With much difficulty, you land and you join one of the long trains starting for Jerusalem. As far as the eye can reach, the caravans move over the desert in the endless stream. Everyone going to see Jesus. And as you approach the holy city, you see a dark mass stretching miles and miles between you and its glittering spires. You've come to see Jesus, but you'll never see him. Because there'd be so many people trying to see him. Well, we don't have that problem now, are we? Because we know what he told us and whom he would leave for us. Ascension in Christian belief is the ascent of Jesus Christ into heaven on the 40th day after his resurrection. 40 days after his resurrection. You know the story, friends, right? 40 days. Remember, he was resurrected. And then he would appear to his disciples for 40 days. We see it in the gospel. Easter, 40 days. And so Easter became being reckoned as the first day. And then the Feast of Ascension ranks with Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost in the universality of its observance among Christmas. Even though we don't talk a lot about Ascension, without Jesus going up, there'd be no Pentecost. Amen. Do you see? Without Jesus going up, the Spirit would not come down. Amen. Is that better? All right. Before Jesus, trying to stay away from it a little bit. Before Jesus went up, right? If he didn't go up, he would never come down. Right? Amen. And so we want to understand the importance of Pentecost. The importance of the ascension. And Pentecost would happen 10 days after the ascension. 10 days. Therefore, Pentecost, Pente meaning 50, Pentecost would be 50 days after the resurrection. Get it? 50 days after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Holy Spirit would come. Amen, friends? And so the meaning of ascension for Christmas for Christians is derived from their belief in the glorification and the exaltation of Jesus, that he is now glorified in heaven, that he came on earth and he did his work, he did the task, and he is now glorified. And some of the hymns that we sing are crown him with many crowns, right? Because now he's what? King of kings and Lord of lords. Another hymn we sing, right? And then there is Christ whose glory fills the skies. Those are some of those, the ascension hymn. Christ the Lord is risen today, right? Because we know that he was risen, but he came back to walk the earth for 40 days. And sometimes on Ascension Sunday, we are reminded that he is risen, and so we will end with singing, he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Amen, church? Amen, believers? He lives. And then there's one that we have in the faith we sing. It's called, all hail King Jesus. All hail, he's king. He's king now. Our majesty. Worship his majesty. He is our king. He's a king of kings and he's a lord of lords. And because of that, we can rejoice today because we remember that he completed the job and that he sits in heaven and he sits on the right hand of God the Father making intercessions for you and me. That's the reason why we could pray to Jesus. Amen? And what a story it was. These guys, these disciples, these followers, they had gone through a lot, hadn't they? They had taken their leader, the one they thought would be the Messiah, the Savior of Israel. Jesus is going to remind them, right? And they had crucified him. And Jesus reminded them on that day when he took them to the mountain, right before his ascension, he told them, he says, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the psalm must be fulfilled." That everything that was written in the Old Testament has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Amen? Everything. There's no doubt about that. We make no excuses, Christians. Everything has been fulfilled. That's why we're different from the Muslims. And that's why we're different from our Jewish brothers and sisters. Because we believe that our Messiah came and that his name is Jesus. Amen? We believe it. Don't we believe it, church, today? Right? And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. I'm hoping he's going to open your minds that you understand the scriptures and that you understand it every day, that he is a fulfillment of the promise of God. Jesus is. Amen? Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And then he said to the disciples that they should go and be his witnesses, both in Acts of the Apostle and this Luke text says, we have a responsibility because we know that Jesus is risen. Not only is he risen, that he lives, and that he lives for all eternity. Amen? And when he told them that, they did not quite know that he was going to go away again. And I would have been upset if I was there, because they just got him back, right, for 40 days. And then he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, can't you just close your eyes and imagine Jesus standing there? Oh, I wish I had been there. But I wouldn't have known all I know now. Right? And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up in heaven. Can't you just watch him being carried up? What a sight. This has happened in no other religion. You see why they call us? They think we're crazy. Right? He says, Jesus, name above all name. Because we believe that our Savior, Buddha, was not raised up. Nobody else was obeyed. None of the gods of the other religion were raised up. It's not written in any of their books because it never happened to them. But it happened to our Savior. And he says, why he was lifted up as he was going, what a sight that must have been on Ascension Sunday. Church, Jesus is God in flesh. Can you imagine? He's not walking the earth anymore in his physical self, but he's in heaven. He's in heaven, our Savior. And he has gone to prepare a place for us. And there's a place prepared for every person in this church who believes in Jesus Christ. We need to just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Place prepared. And when they heard that, as they saw it happen, they worshiped him and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. So what did they do for the next 10 days, friends? They were worshiping and blessing God. There is something to say about worshiping and blessing God while you're waiting. Have you ever been waiting for good news? Have you ever been waiting for a job? Have you ever been waiting to hear from a good report from the doctor? Have you ever just been waiting for news, waiting for your life to turn around? And yet all you can do and all you must do is what? To worship God. As you move up the slide, you see them worshiping God the seconds, right? They were worshiping God. How many days? For 10 days. They didn't know what was going to happen, right? We're not going to talk about Pentecost today because it's going to be next week, right? They didn't know what was going to happen, but right, they were worshiping God. Today, Ascension Sunday, Ascension Day was early in the week because it's 10 days to Pentecost, right? But we celebrate Ascension Sunday today. And they began to worship God. And what happens when they worship God? Worship involves a surrender of our lives. When you worship God, you surrender your life to Him. You say, God, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why it's happening. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you that you're going to bring me through. Worship is putting our focus on God, not on ourselves. Our focus on God. Worship is about, involves getting out of the way. We get out of the way, right? We get out of the way. Worship. And we let God be God in our lives. Worshiping involves a personal sacrifice. Do you know why? Because when we don't feel like worshiping, we have to sacrifice our praise and worship God. We must worship God in the face of pain and loss. And worship is celebrating who God is and what He has done. Amen? And you could imagine those men, they did not know all the new songs that I just told you. They didn't know them, but they had the Psalms. And you could hear those disciples there. Where were they, friends? Do you know the story? They were in the upper room waiting. They were in Jerusalem in the upper room waiting. And I could hear them say a psalm like Psalm 150. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with the timbrel and dancing. You could just hear them praising God, keen to friends as they were there. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with a resounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Can't you just see them praising God that day on the day of Pentecost? Let everything. And then another song that says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear therefore and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Won't you magnify the Lord with me? And let us exalt His name together. Hallelujah. Because we know what He has done. We know what He has done. They were waiting. And then we as mother and Christian would end with, He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you believe, church, this morning that Jesus is Lord? If you believe, say amen. Amen. Do you believe that He has risen from the dead? Amen. Amen. Do you believe that He sits on the right hand of God the Father? Amen. Do you believe that He'll restore you unto Himself when your time comes to go home to be with Him in eternal peace? Amen. He will. He has promised. And that is our hope today. So we worship here while we wait. We worship while we wait. We come to church to worship and we wait for that time. That time. And we pray it won't be soon for us, but we continue to worship the God who loves us so much that He would send Jesus Christ. And on this Ascension Sunday, we worship Him even more because He's looking down from heaven right now. If you were to close your eyes, all of you, and imagine, you could see Jesus just looking down and smiling on you because you're here worshiping Him. Can't you feel His Holy Spirit among us? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that You've done. Thank you for Your grace and Your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you that you're God. Thank you that you're God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Amen and amen. Nobody is going to steal my praise because he has been too good to me. And I hope he has been good to you. Amen.